Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Forever. Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th, available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Desdemona Hughes, Diva Detective in Baron Lightworker's Party, starring Jamie Denbo as Desdemona Hughes and Arden Marin as her sister Betty. Also starring Craig Kakowski as Baron Lightworker, Chris Tallman as Marco, Paul F. Tompkins as Rick Stanton, Annie Savage as Hannah Emma Otto, and Mark Gagliardi as Finnerty the Butler. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sound effects by Cayenne Chris Conroy. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is directed by Aaron Ginsberg and written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
And now we take you to the Hollywood of yesteryear, in a tale of mystery and murder featuring Tinseltown's Woman of a Thousand Faces, Desdemona Hughes, Diva Detective.
Hiya! My name's Betty, and I'll say this for Hollywood. Phooey! You heard me. I was a career gal working under Jack Warner in more ways than one. When his missus catches wise, and it was fast as you please, I'm out of my keister in time for the depression they call great, without so much as two nickels to rub together. Fortunately, my big sister has plenty of nickels, enough for a regular rubbing together party.
An abundance of nickels has Desdemona Hughes.
Desdemona Hughes, that's my sister. sister. She enchanted as Esmeralda in Moonlit Romany. She shimmered as Greta in One Glorious Morning. She charmed as Sally Sue in Bumpkins on Broadway. Before movies had to be heard as well as seen, my big sis was a star of the silent era.
The biggest!
But where's she been low these past 10 years? Ain't you heard? Desi, the greatest detective to hit the West since the Pinkertons closed shop, and the shrewdest master of disguise Hollywood don't know it's encountered.
Hello, lady. You got any candy for a little kid?
Junior, you're already working on a lolly big as your head, and you want more candy? Hit the bricks!
Gotcha again, sis!
What's that, Fauntleroy?
It is I, Desdemona Hughes. Just trying out a new disguise. You know, I cannot use them unless they fool my own sister.
Ah, oh, you got me! Now get out of that getup! I can't stand it when you sound like you, but you look like someone else.
Did you pick up my dry cleaning?
Of course I did. Oh, hey, stop it!
Then let's the both of us do a change. We have a function to attend.
Function?
A soiree to rival Babylon. Being thrown by the director, Baron Lightworker.
Oh, that phony baloney.
Oh, the phoniest of all Malone balonies. Betty, dear, all the better to host a soiree, don't you think? We shall accompany my dear friend and current leading man, Rick Stanton. And you are accompanying us. Let us, parse the dried cleaning for ensembles that shall take the breath from all who see them.
Ooh. Hey, you go ahead and ditch the sailor cap and short pants. I get it. But what's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Why, Betty, you look like a career girl.
And the world came crashing to an end around their ears.
Perhaps there will be some eligible gentlemen at this fete, sister, of the type you fancy, from below the line. A bookkeeper or a propsman.
Would you believe? There was an eligible gentleman of the type I fancy. From the wardrobe department is where. Al Ziskin, nice guy. Appreciated my slacks. When Edith Head came down with the mumps on the Baron's last picture, Ziskin stepped in. He seemed as allergic as I was to that Baron light worker.
Desdemona Hughes.
Shush, Betty.
Why, it's as if you haven't aged at all since we last worked together on... What was the name of that picture?
I remember it as if we wrapped the picture this morning. It was...
The Heat of the Congo.
The
Heat of the Congo. How can I forget?
All of those extras, they're charcoal gone runny. Simply the worst collection of tar faces I have worked with before or since. There, I said it. I said that.
Why, Desdemona Hughes, you're simply scandalous.
Oh, Baron.
Oh, brother.
Oh, sister. Fetch us a gin fizz, wouldn't you? And here, hold my purse.
Hold your purse?
Yes, Betty dear. Hold my purse. Hold it.
When Des said, hold my purse, it was like when Sherlock Holmes would say the game was afoot. Neither of them could just say, hey, everybody, get a load of the mystery I just cut on to there being one of. Not if they meant to solve it any good. I made my way back to the bar, back to Al Ziskin. I do my thing while Des did hers. Only turned out the game was a flirt at the bar. And Al Ziskin had a losing hand. See, he was face down in a potted plant, strangled to the point of being completely murdered.
What's wrong?
What's going on?
Someone has committed a strangulation murder upon my wardrobe master.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! Why, that's impossible.
It's worse than that, Rick. It's happened.
We mustn't panic. Nobody panic.
But any one of us might be next.
I can't breathe. Panic! Everybody panic!
Someone get Rick a cigarette!
Thank you.
Perhaps we gather all the peoples, see if anyone is missing.
Yes, yes, a winning notion, Marco.
Gracias, Baron. All right, peoples, gather around. So commands Marco.
I'm here. I didn't do it. Here I am.
I didn't do it either. I didn't even know the man.
Well, neither did I.
Are we all accounted for?
All but my sister.
Where's Desdemona Hughes? Where's Desdemona Hughes?
She went to the powder room. She went to the powder room!
Is there anyone else unaccounted for?
Well, there is one other besides the benevolent Miss Hughes.
Ooh, who?
What's he mean?
Who could it be? Who?
None other than my butler, Finnerty. Finnerty, get out here.
Yes.
Where were you just now?
Sir?
Hiding? Escaping after a crime committed? You made your final mistake coming when called, murderer.
Sir, I was merely preparing the soup. Cream of mushroom.
A little too neat, Finnerty. Answer this question and do so honestly. Butler's code? Are you responsible for this murder, of which we're currently in horror?
Any one of us could be next!
Woman! You are hysterical. Come to the smoothing embrace of Marco, in which none shall dare to strangle you.
Due respect, sir, but I am, despite my best attempts, quite offended at the implication.
Implication? It is an accusation, sir.
Well, forgive me this contrary speech, but I am innocent, sir.
You honestly expect us to believe the butler didn't do it? Preposterous. Butlers are murderers. Everybody knows this.
That's true. They're the Australians of any domestic staff.
Finnerty, you murderer! Apologize to my guests and then call the police and have them place you under arrest.
Yes, very well. Esteemed ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry to a measure unique to my station. And now to place a phone call to the local constabulary.
Look how his hands shake.
Clearly a murderer. Sign of guilt, shaky hands. Murderer.
Dial faster, Finnerty.
I assure you, I am trying, sir.
Now, wait just a second, Finnerty. How long have you had such debilitating arthritis?
Wait, who are you?
Well, I'm just a country doctor. And I was watching Finnerty holding the phone, hands a-shaking. I have diagnosed that he has debilitating arthritis of the hands because I am a doctor. How long, sir, have you had hand arthritis?
5 years in June.
And furthermore, in my position as a doctor, I can clearly see that the cause of that man's strangulation death seems to be strangulation.
It was!
Pretty good doctor.
It was strangulation.
Then, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that the butler did not do it.
Desdemona Hughes. Oh.
Protector of the innocent, my dear. I played a filthy arthritic in The Last Grasp of Cleopatra. as well as the guilt-ravaged Lady M in the film of the Scottish play. I therefore know the difference between the jittery hands of guilt versus disease.
So if the butler is innocent, then who killed Al Zitskind?
I do not yet know, dear sister, but I shall find out. A trip to the pantry may help me think.
Please be my guest.
Thank you.
Bring me back something.
Ho, ho. We'll have to watch our steps, won't we, Miss Hughes, with your sister larking about incognito.
Only those of us with something to hide.
God be blessing you, darling.
Who is this now?
Oh, sorry I'm late to the party. I heard there were spirits here to be enjoyed, and I enjoy me spirits. I do. As you may have noticed, I'm Irish. So,
a bit handsome for an Irish fellow, isn't he?
I'll say.
Oh, you're too kind, Faith and Bagora. Oh, is that a dead body at the bar?
It is. And it is ruining the party. Drink.
Of course, lad. Irish. And who is this lovely wee lass?
Oh, well, I'll tell you my name, Irish sir. But you must promise to use it. I'm Hannah Emma Otto.
Oh, familiar for some reason that perhaps will come to me. As for me, Archie Cutter's my name.
Tell me, Mr. Cutter, is there a Mrs. Cutter?
Two of them.
Oh, two?
Me brother's wives.
Oh, you.
Hey, Cutter, the lady already has all the handsome foreign companions she needs.
Wait just one blarney second. Now I've placed you from the pages of Hush Hush magazine. What nearly perfectly palindromic starlet is stringing along dos bows? One a Semitic stud, the other a Latin Lothario. You're that starlet, are you not?
What?
Which would make this gentleman your Latin Lothario?
What?
Perhaps the deceased gentleman is your Semitic stud.
Is it true?
It's true!
I will murder him!
He's already dead.
I demand satisfaction. Hold him up that I may slap him!
Marco! I love you, you big lug. And Al loved his wife. Our affair was of the heart only.
Oh. The heart. I would hardly consider that an affair at all.
It seems last year down a man looking for a replacement. As I am a man, obviously.
Sorry, handsome. Marco is the only one for me. Starting... now. Right now.
And with that statement, you prove one thing. Your innocence.
Desdemona Hughes! You didn't go to the pantry at all.
Wrong again, Baron!
What? Croissants?
Yes. Yes. Have a croissant, Rick.
Thanks. I love French pastries. I love them.
Miss Otto had no motive for murder, and Marco had none until after the murdered man had been murdered. Oh, two more innocent names dragged kicking and screaming to light by Desdemona Hughes. Okay. And now I must return to the kitchen for some butter for this pastry.
And there she goes again. Blast that fading diva.
Perhaps you should be more concerned, Baron, with the body at your bar.
Do you think I'm not concerned? Zitskind was... he was a dear friend. A dear, dear friend.
Oh, was I, Bernie? Good to hear you say that.
Now, you can't honestly think I'll fall for that.
fall for what, Bernie?
There is no conceivable way you could be Al Ziskin. Al Ziskin is lying right there dead. Desdemona Hughes, I know it's you and another one of your makeup pretends. Expertly done, sure, but credulity being what it is, I shan't play your game.
Don't you see, Baron? You are playing my game. Even now. For I am.
Desdemona Hughes!
Desdemona Hughes!
C'est moi!
Then who's that?
I suppose it can only truly be the spirit of Al Ziskin come to haunt his killer.
No. No. That's impossible.
Nothing is impossible. Murderer!
Stop. Stop pointing at me. I didn't kill you.
Then why's my spirit come back, Bernie? Tell me that.
Because you felt badly about the accusations you leveled at me.
Accusation?
Ziskin wasn't near the wardrobe man Edith Head was. Oh.
Don't you mean I didn't turn my back on your predilections like Edith does?
Lies! Lies!
That's it. Prepare to be really haunted, you liar. I'll haunt you till your dying day, and then I'll see to it your soul winds up down below if I have to schlep it there myself!
No! 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 All right! I killed him! I killed him! I'm a killer! Don't make me go to hell!
All because of Angora.
You shut your ghost mouth, Al.
I, Al Ziskin, noticed Edith Head had gathered plenty of Angora, more than you usually need for a war picture.
And then you put two and two together.
Edith kept your secret, but I wouldn't, would I?
I love the way it feels against my skin.
Oh, Finity, it's time you called for the cops. For Desdemona Hughes has flushed out a murderer!
Desdemona Hughes! But...
Of course it was me, Baron, dear. There's no such thing as a ghost.
Then you're really...
Come on, man. I didn't even leave the room.
Thank you for going along with the game, Rick.
No sweat. When you receive instructions by pastry, you follow them.
But how did you know? How did you know? No one knew!
I didn't know, dear Baron, until you told me, but I had my suspicions. My sister is allergic to but one thing, and you're wearing it under your suit. Angora!
You did it, Desdemona. Mm-hmm. You solved the murder. Mm. Three cheers for Desdemona Hughes, everyone.
Believe that's my sister. Her star may be fading, but her fire ain't gone out. Talkies can be cruel to this silver screen starlet, but Desdemona Hughes was never one to keep silent. Here's your purse, Des. I held it for you.
Thank you, sister dear. I couldn't have done it without you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.